We want to get on to a very interesting story. So many components. This portion of the Haze Advantage brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Time to consider a stock alternative? Visit sectorspiders.com, sectorspdrs.com, or call 1-866-SECTOR-ETF. In fact, this story is the result of some digging, some investigating by our team in Washington. Clea Benson and John McCormick put out a story today telling us that Newt Gingrich made between $1.6 million and $1.8 million in consulting fees from two contracts with mortgage company Freddie Mac. This is according to people familiar with the arrangement. And this amount is significantly larger than the $300,000 payment from Freddie Mac that Gingrich was asked about during a recent Republican presidential debate on November 9th. So, and this, of course, is on the day when Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac executives, representatives are up on Capitol Hill defending the millions of dollars in compensation and bonuses that their top executives receive, even though they are in government hands, government care, since the financial crisis. So, Clea, welcome. So glad you could join us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, first of all, tell us why you guys started digging. What is the history of this story?
Well, what happened was Newt Gingrich, during the campaign, has been talking, criticizing Democrats for their support of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And I think in one debate he even said that Barney Frank, the former head of the House Financial Services Committee, should be jailed because of his support for Freddie Mac lobbyists. And so we started looking into, so then in a further debate, he was asked about a contract that everybody knew he had to consult with Freddie Mac. And they, he was asked, well, you know, you got $300,000 from Freddie, which was the amount that everybody knew about. You know, what did you do to earn that money? And he says that what he did was to just warn them that their business model was bad and that we were in the middle of a housing bubble and their practices were dangerous. So at that point, we decided to really dig into what exactly it was that Mr. Gingrich had done for Freddie Mac. It was a lot of money, and obviously it was over a long period of time, and so we thought it was probable that it didn't just stop there as the way he had described it.
And this has caught a lot of attention. Newt Gingrich was asked a lot of questions about this morning in Iowa from reporters, correct?
That's correct. I mean, so first we reported that in contradiction to his assertions, actually, you know, he had been hired by Freddie Mac to promote the company to Republicans. And then we reported today that the actual amount he was paid was so high. It was over $1.6 million over 8 years. So he's asked about it today, and he doesn't dispute that he had a long-time contract or two contracts with Freddie. And so now he's saying, well, it was for advice. The money went to my firm. This was years ago. I don't remember exactly what work I did, and if I can release any information publicly on the contracts, I will. But there's been no information on when that might happen. So he's sort of brushing off trying to explain further exactly what he did.
And, of course, you quote his primary contact inside Freddie Mac, Mitchell Delk, Freddie Mac's chief lobbyist, basically kind of corroborating, it seems, what Newt Gingrich says, talking about issues and the politics of the issues, benefits for Republicans. But then you quote some former Freddie Mac officials who say most definitely Gingrich was asked to build bridges to Capitol Hills and to develop arguments to get Republicans on the Hill to support the GSEs.
Right. Well, so it's important to note here that there were actually two different contracts. And the earlier contract that Newt had with Freddie was in 1999 to 2002, when he worked for Mitchell Delk, who was the chief lobbyist at Freddie Mac at the time. And apparently, according to Mr. Delk, you know, it was to provide feedback and advice on ideas. What they were looking for was somebody, you know, they thought of Newt as a thought leader, and they wanted somebody who could say whether or not, you know, certain things would wash with conservative thinkers, with conservative voters. It seems like what happened in the later separate contract, which was brought by a whole new group of executives at Freddie Mac, you know, Delk left in, I think, 2003, and, you know, there was a lot of house cleaning at Freddie. So in fast forward to 2006, and their goals were different. What they were facing imminent legislation on Capitol Hill that would really impose new regulatory authority over them, and they were really trying to fight it. And so the executives there at the time reached out to him and asked him to not lobby. I mean, let's be clear, we're not. Uh-huh. He's denied lobbying, and there's no evidence that he did lobby in the formal sense. But they wanted him to sort of publicly support the business model of Freddie Mac.
Well, and of course, part of the irony, the coincidence, is that you break your story on the day of this hearing being led by Congressman Issa from California to look at the compensation that executives of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are getting. So that's part of the story. They're still making millions of dollars, even though they're on government life support. But it's like, and so taxpayers are paying these kinds of fees still?
Well, I mean, the companies were taken over in 2008 by the government, and so far they've taken about $170 billion plus of federal aid since then. But the executives, the top six executives, I think, earned about $35 million in total compensation over the past, in like 2009 and 2010. So there's still a lot of, questions surrounding the spending practices at the GSEs, and indeed, actually, a lot of folks who were at Freddie and Fannie during the time when they came under fire over the last 10 years are actually still there. So while many executives have moved on and been replaced, you still have some key people.
Quick final question. Do you think that they're going to succeed in passing this legislation to limit the compensation and get rid of the bonuses?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's unclear at this point. You know, it's very hard to pass anything in Washington these days. No matter. So from that perspective, I would say no. But it certainly gives them an opportunity to have a very public hearing up on Capitol Hill.
Clea Benson, thanks so much. Congratulations on
this
great investigative piece you did for Bloomberg News. And we'll be able to follow this unfolding story on Bloomberg.com on the Bloomberg Terminal.